This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Agon Erev Shabbos, Shalom Aleichem. We're learning Simin Mem Vav. The Rama told us, after the Mechaber brought two deos regarding saying Psukim Derech Tachnunim before Berachas HaTorah, the deo Rishayna was not to. There was a Yesh Oimrim that it's not an issue. The Mechaber's conclusion is it's correct to be Choshesh L'Svar Rishayna. The Rama says the minog is not that way. The minog is kesfar achroina. However, nohagu lahachmir, namely to say Berachas HaTorah right after Asher Yotzer v'ein l'shanois. Now let's continue in the Rama. V'toiv loimer b'shachris achar Shema Yisrael baruch shem kved machzei lam va'ed. In the morning, in the avoida, in other words, between Berachas HaShachar and Psukah de Zimra, there is we say Ashrenu Matov Ashrenu Shanach Nashima Rivim Shema Yisrael. It's good to say Baruch Shem Ki Lefamim Shoyin Im Kriya Shema LeKroys Shloi Bismana, because sometimes Kriya Shema is delayed and it's read Shloi Bismana VeYoytze Bizen. At least if you say Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, you Yoytze, which is interesting. It's well known there are many shitas about how one is mekayem the mitzvah of Shema. The Mishnah Berurah's conclusion is the most strict of all, namely, you have to recite all three parshiyos to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Shema. However, there is a shita, the Pri Chadash, I believe, that you're mekayim the mitzvah by saying the first two parshiyos. There are rishonim that say you're mekayim the first parsha. There are rishonim that say just the first pasuk. There are rishonim that say Kriya Shema is midrabanan. There's a shita in Taisus. But we paskin it's Dairaisa, and the Mishnah Berurah goes with the Shagas Aryeh that all three parshiyos. But it seems like if you say the pasuk of Shema Yisrael with Baruch Shem, there is some level of kiyum. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Miyad Achar, Sivkatan Lamid, Shachris, Vafilu HaMashkim HaBoker Hashkim. Even those who wake up very early, and they say Shema before Amar HaShachar, then for sure you're not Yotze Kriya Shema before Alois HaShachar. Why? Because not clear why. We don't know why. You know, it doesn't say. The Rama says it's good to say it because sometimes you're Yoytze, but what if you're not being Yoytze? It seems like Baruch Shem is the appropriate thing to say. Maybe like the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, Yaakov Avinu said it, so we say it quietly. Avo Masha Oimrim Kodim Yishtabach V'sayros L'Kotz L'Yem Shema Yisrael Ein Loim Ra'achar Baruch Shem Kvar Ma'achus Ali Oilam Vaed. Okay. Now, what's the inyan of saying the Baruch Shem? Ki lefa'amim perush, misham del fa'amim shayin ha'tzibur. Sometimes the tzibur delays in saying Shema, l'chein yoimru b'chol pam. Therefore, you need to say every time, Baruch Shem k'vayid malchusay li'aylam v'ayid. Tebeloi Baruch Shem k'vayid malchusay li'aylam v'ayid, lo'y nira ha'kriya Shema rak k'tzibur dvarim. Because sometimes the shliach tzibur delays saying the Shema. Therefore, you should say every time Baruch Shem, because if you don't say it, then it seems like you're just saying Psukim. Ach yichavin shaloi lotzeis. However, you should have in mind not to be Yoytze. Now this is very interesting. That's not what the Rama said. The Rama said you should say Shema. You should say Baruch Shem. Because sometimes there's a delay. V'yoytze b'zeh. And you're yoytze with this. So why is the Mishnah Berurah saying that Yichavin shaloi lotzeis? B'chlal, another question is, why do you have to have kavana not to be yoytze? Just don't have positive kavana to be yoytze. We hold Mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana. So some Achorinim say, well, we have to be Choshesh for the Shita that Mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana. in the Bir Halacha V'yoytze Bazeh, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say it's enough just to not to be mechavein to be yotze. But he says you should be mechavein when you say the Kriya Shema before the Pesukah de Zimra. You should be mechavein not to be yotze. Elam kein yoreisha tzibur yavru zman Kriya Shema, unless you're afraid that the tzibur will pass zman Kriya Shema. Avo kishelo yavru, but if you're not worried, Mutav latze sidei kriya shema ematzibur. If you're not worried, it's better to say shema with the tzibur. Shabbat tzibur yikra kol hashlosh parshios uberchoseha kama shetiknu chazal lecharchila. The best way to mekayim the mitzvah of kriya shema is with all three parshios, including the brachos. You should only rely on the kriya shema earlier if you're afraid you're going to miss the zman. Uvemakom sheyare shatzibur yavru zman kriya shema. In a situation where you're taka afraid that tzibur will be over, will pass the zman kriyashma, yichavin liboy, you should have kavana kedin kriyashma, v'yichavin lotzis v'zeh, ha-mitzvah saseh, de kriyashma. De b'mitzvah doyraisa, kaimela m'simit samach sivdal, de mitzvah tzuris kavana. Now, the question is, but you're only saying the first pasuk. So how are you yotze the mitzvah of kriyashma if you're only saying the first pasuk? So says, some say, well, then say the whole first parsha. Then it's better to read all three parshiyos. Kamoisha kasav aprichadosh kedei lahazkir yitzias mitzrayim bizman kriya shema. Uvchayodim hiskim, uvchayodim mechal ches din zayin hiskim la pri chadash. By the way, I have a shaila for you. We learned in Simen Hey that one should be mechavein when they say brachos, the meaning of Hashem's name, the way it's read and the way it's written, be'adnos uvehavaya, every time you say Hashem's name. The Gra, on the other hand, says, may oimek hadin, you only have to be mechavein by kriya shema. Remember that Gra? What if my shul is davening after this man? And I was yotzei already kriya shema, and now I'm saying shema because just to be oimed tishman esrim mitoch devei Torah. Do I need to be mechavein by Hashem's name that kekriyasei uchechesivasei? The din of the goyin that I only have to be mechavein by kriya shema is that when I say kriya shema or when I'm yotzei the mitzvah of kriya shema? Chay, when I'm yotzei the mitzvah, right? I'm saying this is very relevant. You daven in shul Friday night. Friday night, they're davening too early. Every shul Friday night, they're davening before the zman. Yeah, because in America, Tzeis HaKavim is 50 minutes after Shkia. In Eretz Yisrael, the sun drops. You know, but in the Galus, there's no shul in the world that davens Marev Friday night after the zman Krishna. Nowhere. No yeshiva, nowhere. And everyone's waiting for the Rav. What do you have? Let him speed up because he doesn't have to have so much kavana. I have a question. Do you have to have kavana to be mekabel o malchus shemayim? Is being mekabel o malchus shemayim a din in being yoytze the mitzvah of Shema, or is it a din in reciting Kriya Shema? I would say it's a din in being mekayim the mitzvah. Anyway, I'm not sure about that. Fine. Siv katan lamed beis. So you should say the Baruch Shem, because sometimes they delay the Kriya Shema Shaloi Bizmana, says the Mishnah Berurah, Dahainu Achar Shaloi Shois, which is after 3 hours. Sha'avar Zman Kriya Shema, Dain Lo Yavar Zman Birchas Kriya Shema, but the Zman of Birchas Kriya Shema is not passed, Ad Achar Sharavias, Kilakaman Mesimenun Ches. Aval im hu yare shat tzibur yavru gam zman birchas krishma. If you're afraid that tzibur is going to pass the zman tefila, ein loy lahamtem le'klal, don't wait for them at all. Ki yafsir al yadim ha-brachos, you're going to lose the brachos of gam zman tefila. Shu gam kin lechat chila rak ar arba shoyz. Zman tefila is also only lechat chila till 4 hours. Ki lekaman mesum peites ala yikra bezmana be'birchosel v'yisbal b'chid davim b'yichidos. Now, the Ramah is saying that if you're afraid they're going to miss the Zman Krishma, Mendy, I need you to write down a few questions. Okay, you ready? Question number one is, why does the Mishnah Berurah say in Sifkat Lamed Aleph that Yechavin Shaloi Lotzeis? The Ramah says, we're talking about a case that the Ramah says, since sometimes they delay, therefore, you're Yotzei with the first one. So why would the Mishnah Berurah say you should be Mechave, not to be Yotzei? The whole purpose is to be Yotzei. Number two, do you need to be Mechavein for Hashem's name if you were already Mekayim Shema? Number three, do you have to be Mechavein to be Mekabel Omachos Shamayim if you already said Shema? Yeah, Rabbi Yeager is going to ask all of his people. Next Mishnah Berurah. V'yoytze b'za. Ayin b'dogel mervava v'chei mechidush Rabbi Kiva Eger. Shekosu d'b'chol lo yechavein lotzeis elam kein hiniach tefillin mikoidem. During the week, you should have in mind not to be yoytze this man kriya shema unless you first put on tefillin. D'chol akar kriya shema b'li tefillin kilu meir ez sheker ba'atzmai. You hear this? Fine. You want to be Yoytzei Zman Kriya Shema early because the Tzibur is saying it too late? Not a problem. But here's the issue. You don't have tefillin on. So you better make sure you have tefillin on. And here is my dilemma. You ready for my dilemma? I'm divulging too much personal information here. But in our shul on Sunday morning that we daven 8:30. Zman Kriya Shema of the Magen Avram is sometimes 8:40. I want to be Yotzei the Zman Kriya Shema of the Magen Avram. Do I have to go to shul extra early to put on my tefillin to be Yotzei the Kriya Shema according to my... I want to say the Magen Avram, Kriya Shema before davening. But I don't have my tefillin on yet. So do I need to put on... In other words, the Tzibur is going to get Zman of the Gra. And the Zman of the Gra, I'm going to have my tefillin on. But I want to be Yotzei the Magen Avram. It's a machlokes on a Dairaisa. Do I have to put on my tefillin? In other words, when I'm saying Shema of the Gra during davening, and when I'm saying Shema earlier, I'm making it tonight. I'm saying if the Zman Kriya Shema is like the Magen Avram, I'm Yotzei now. If it's not like the Magen Avram, I'll be Yotzei later. But if I'm being Yotzei now, I don't have tefillin on. So I try... Beli neder, I try to put on my tefillin, but sometimes the Magen Avram Zman is way earlier than the davening. So the Dirshu brings over here. Im nimtza lefnei soiv zman kriya shema Magen Avram kasev rishol mezalmin sheyikra kriya shema v'yasne shem ikra zman ka Magen Avram yotzev zeidei chayva v'mareo kukar b'toira. Says the rishol mezalmin einoi chayiv lohaniach tefillin. You don't have to put on your tefillin. Kivan sharoi v'olam noye kizman shel gra. The minhag ha'olam is like the gra. And I've seen this, I think Rav Moshe says, the ikar shita is the goyin. Now, you know, people like chumras. That's a chumra that, you know, I try at least. I mean, to me, it's an adai raisa. You know, it's machlokes an adai raisa. But the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, since the minhag ha'olam is like the gra, you don't have to put on tefillin. But Rav Nissen Karleret says, you need to put on tefillin even to say Kriya Shema like the Magen Avram. Only if you're running late and by putting on tefillin you're going to miss the Zman of Magen Avram, then say without tefillin. Says Rav Chaim, no. Even if you're going to miss the Zman of the Magen Avram, you must put on tefillin. Why? So you'll get it like the Gra. I don't think we're even able to say that. I can't even. I'm not right to say I don't understand the words of Reb Chaim, but it's hard to understand why one would give up being Yoytze, the Doraisa of Kriya Shema, according to Magen Avram, just to put on tefillin. I mean, Lo Yizachisi Lahavin Dvarav HaKadoshim. I hear more like Rav Shlomo Zalman that you're not mechuyev to put on tefillin. The Magen Avraham is a chumra, and it's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev if you don't have tefillin. Okay, but definitely it's considered proper to try to have the tefillin on for the zman of the Magen Avraham. Okay, upashud says Mishnah Berurah. Demiyav shalei laniach tefillin atame eiza inyan. This is why I don't understand Rav Chaim Knievsky. Mishnah Berurah says it's pashud. That if it's not possible to put on tefillin for whatever reason, al yimna machmazem, it's a satsay de kriya shema. Why? Ki tefillin u kriya shema shtei mitzvosein, ve'in ma'akvin. Ki, vafilu isura leka, it's not even an isra. I don't understand the Reb Chaim Shita here. Deloy amru kol ha'koyre kriya shema, rak b'mezid. We only say anyone who says Shema without tefillin is like made Eidah Shek Ba'atzmai if you do it b'mezid. V'loi k'shiyesh l'eizah oynes k'may shukas v'alavush b'simen nun ches ayin sham v'ayin b'simen nun ches b'mishra b'ruah sivkot en hey she'atakti sham divrei alavush. Okay. So the bottom line is there are three shitas about trying to get the Magen Avraham. V'nira le'mamish le'ani ba'onyi, I would say the Iker is like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if you're trying to say the Magen Avraham Zman, you're not mechuyev to put on the tefillin, although it's probably better to do so. And one should try to do so. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Yoimer atahu ad shaloi nivra oilam v'loi ad shaloi varasa. By the way, what's interesting is, are you supposed to end off Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Hashemai Barabim? This is something that B'nai Yeshiva are very unclear about. Are you supposed to say Hashem's name? The Torah says, B'choysim B'shem. The Beis Yosef says, Nachlekes Rishonim. The opinion of the Gra and the Chazon Ish is you should say Hashem's name. When I daven for the Amid, I say Hashem's name. That's what it says in my Siddur. But the Makar HaChayim and the Seder HaYoim and Rabbi Yaakov Emden say you should not. Say a Pida Ari, one should not. It sounds to me that most that you should. By the way, he brings over here, if you're mesupik whether you made this bracha, I think most people don't even say it, but if you're mesupik whether you made the bracha, the Chazon Ish went over to somebody else that he should be moitzi him in the bracha. And he would have him start from La'olam he'adam yirei shamayim. If you didn't make the bracha before davening, in the Sefer Ma'ora Yishenim, he brings that after davening you should not make the bracha. Anyway, okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to start on Monday with a new topic, Simen Mem Zayim Hilchos Berachos HaTorah. So tell all your friends, your neighbors, your associates, your cousins, your Talmidim, your Abayim. It's a very important lima to learn halacha. Anyway, you'll be doing people a very big favor. Okay, thank you everybody for joining today, and Baruch Hashem Monday, we'll be back on schedule. Okay? Okay, Shkoyach everyone. Have a good day. Good Shabbat.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.